Last week, we began the teaching on John chapter 10, verse 10. It is such a powerful passage, but we really don't pay enough attention to the warning of Jesus, where he says the thief comes, and that word thief there means kleptos, to steal. That means klepto. He's a kleptomaniac. He's habitual at destruction, at taking from you. He takes our children if he could, and he would get them on drugs or get them in rebellion into Satanism, living a life of sin. He will take our marriages if he can. He will take our health if he can. He is out to steal what he can steal. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And we said, first of all, you have got to know Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Receive him as Lord and Savior into your life. Just being religious and going to church and just being a nice person is not going to cut it in the day and age we live. In order to make heaven your home, in order to have the abundant life and to be protected from Satan, the first step is to surrender our life to Jesus Christ. And then we looked at the fact that he is a liar. His mode of operation is always lying and lies. He is incapable of telling the truth. There's no truth in Satan. And then from there, we looked at deception, how he comes in to deceive. And basically, we saw in three areas that we are deceived, first of all, if we don't confess our sins when we sin. We are deceived when we hear the word and don't do the word. And we are deceived when we say anything, let anything fly out of our mouth, and words of complaining, griping, grumbling, lies, slander, negativity. We give place in our own life to be deceived, even by the great deceiver, Satan himself. So we need to shut the door. He is a real foe that's out there to seek your life, to seek your joy, to seek your happiness, to seek your health, your well-being. He is out to destroy. That's who he is. Jesus is the great shepherd. And Jesus, Yeshua, the name means salvation. Today, we're going to look at John 10:10, and I just want to read this passage of Scripture one more time to you. I love the Word, and we need to get the Word in us. John 10, this is in the Amplified, verses 7 through 10. So Jesus said again, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, that I myself am the door for the sheep. All others who come as such before me are thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to and obey them. I am the door. Anyone who enters in through me will be saved and live. He will come in and go out freely and find green pastures. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they might have and enjoy and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. So God came that you would enjoy your life, my friend, that you would have life in abundance and to the overflow. And if you're living beneath that today, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now that the Satan, the thief himself, will be exposed. Deception will be exposed. The light of the gospel will come in on that area where there has been ruin. And I thank you, Lord, for deliverance today. Deliver your people today as they surrender to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.